terrifying. And so, in late July, off I went. And I can tell you this, it takes a lot more to live through a Bigfoot story than it does to hear someone else's. There were times when I amazed myself at my courage, but more often I was shocked at how big of a chicken I could be. Things just didn't come down like I expected them to. Not one bit. Unlike in my campfire stories, the locations in this book are exactly where the event happened. I mention this because you might want to stay away from those places. Or go there, if you're ready. My vision of Bigfoot has always been that he's a benign creature, but there were a few times during my expedition that I wasn't so sure. So make yourself a cup of hot chocolate, kick back by the fire, and be prepared for a story that may make your teeth chatter just a bit. And if it does, believe me, it won't be from the cold. 1. Sunlight Camp. Since I live in Colorado, I decided I would try and hit some of the Bigfoot hotspots in my home state first, even though I was anxious to get up into Montana, one of my favorite places, and also where I had some unfinished business. So, wherever I went on my Bigfoot expedition, I knew I would end up in Montana.